standing by. At this time, all lines have been placed on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference call. Today's call is also being recorded. I'd now like to turn the call over to Victoria McGuire. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Beth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Tivoli Talk session. Today, we will present an overview of the changes to the agreement for the 2009 Tivoli FCT Support Provider Reseller Program. As Beth mentioned, my name is Victoria McGuire, and I work in IBM's Tivoli Channel Integration Group. My role is to integrate the resellers of our acquired companies into IBM's reseller programs. Joining me today are Carl Thomason and Dominic Heed. Carl is the worldwide subscription and support sales leader for Maximo, NetCool, and Valence. Dominic is the worldwide business partner manager in Tivoli Support. Also joining us is Michelle Calvillo, my colleague in the Tivoli Channel Integration Group. The invitation email contained the URL where you can download the presentation that we will use to guide today's discussion. In case you did not see that information, the URL is https://partnerworld/wpf/servlet/content/handler/ept_smor-7qwtm/lc=en_us. If you were unable to download the file, you may send an email to Sarah Molnar, S-M-O-L-N-A-R, at us.ibm.com. As Beth mentioned, this session is being recorded so that you may listen to the replay at your convenience. The MP3 file will be posted 5 business days from now on the same URL where the presentation material has been posted. So, if you will turn to page 2 of the presentation, you will see the topics that we plan to cover today. First, I will go over some background on why we are making these changes. And then we will cover an overview of the changes for our business partners. I will then turn the meeting over to Carl, who will go over the changes that specifically affect our subscription and support from business partners. And then Dominic will talk about the requirements for providing the Level 1 and Level 2 support. After that, we will go over a call to action for you. I will list for you some contacts that you may find useful. And then we will open the call for your questions so that we can answer them during this session. If we move to page 3, you will see the background. The agreements that we have been working with were acquired at the time we acquired the two companies, MRO and Micromuse. Those agreements had terms that dated back to 1999 and did not accurately reflect the program today. There were also multiple discount structures within those agreements, and they included the possibility for a partner to be a non-support offering partner. When we reviewed those FCT programs for business partners from the different Tivoli acquisitions, we realized that we needed to change in order to drive increased efficiencies and also to make the program more uniform and equal for our partners. So today's program allows only support providers into the FCT program. There is a single new contract that is used across the world. All non-support providing partners have been invited to join IBM's Partner World and Passport Advantage. Today's call is to give you an overview of the changes in that 2009 program. If we move to page 4, we have a table that has a high-level summary of some of the changes in this contract. Discounts are now based on IBM list price for both new licenses as well as subscription and support. For our NetCool partners, this does not represent a change, as this was already the case in the existing contract. For Maximo partners, the new license term is also not a change. However, subscription and support discounts in the Maximo partners are now based on the list price. So we have a discount off of list price instead of the former method of calculating. The next term is license level 2 support providers. Again, in NetCool there is no change. There was already a provision for level 2 support providers in the NetCool program. However, in the Maximo program, only level 1 support providers were defined. So level 2 is a new option that our Maximo partners may take advantage of. Certifications that are required. For both NetCool and Maximo, there is now a new certification that is required to participate in this program. That is the Tivoli Support Provider Tools and Process Certified Resource. For the technical professionals, there is still the IBM Certified Deployment Specialist certification required for both programs. This is not a change as far as the availability and the programs, the certifications of the product. However, not always did we have the partners with their certified resources online. Payment terms. All of the agreements have been moved to IBM's standard terms, which is payable upon receipt and late at 30 days past the invoice date. And finally, new license for and subscription and support discounts are aligned by support level that is delivered and within country and territory practices. This means that all discounts have been aligned across the world within given territories and for a given support level. That's a very high-level summary of the changes that you will find or have already found in the agreement. We will now go into more detail on the subscription and support area. Carl Thomason will take you through that.
Thank you, Victoria, and thank you everyone for joining. I'm on slide 6, the presentation titled Business Partner Renewal Scenarios. As Victoria mentioned earlier, this new program is about consistency. So what I'm going to talk about is how the contract relates to subscription and support, specifically some renewal scenarios that the contract does not address. So we have a standardized contract in which the pricing for renewals or subscription and support is based off of a discount off of list price. However, operationally, there are several renewal scenarios that we have encountered that we've had to create some policies and practices to address. and the three that I'd like to go over with you today. The first one is probably the most common, the first logical question that comes up, is that if you, the partner, provided a renewal last year under the old contract, and now we, under the new contract, does the price change, or what is the how do we calculate the price? And the answer is the price is calculated based on what you paid last year plus 10%. So we're not changing it, or the list price minus the discount, whichever is lower. So in some cases, the new contract, which is list price minus your discount, that may actually be lower than what you paid last year plus 10%, but we'll take whatever is lower. Most generally, though, it's going to be the price that was quoted last year plus 10% is going to be the lower, and we'll continue to honor that under the new agreement. So that's the first scenario. The second scenario that comes up is that the contract doesn't specifically have language to address is that if an end user or a customer who has been renewing direct with IBM would like to request a bid from a business partner, how is the price calculated? In this case, the first thing we need is we need a written request from the customer stating that they would like a particular partner to bid on the renewal. This is to protect the customer's privacy. And then in terms of how we calculate it, the price that we would calculate to the partner would be the same price as we would be given the customer direct. Or, again, the list price minus the contractual discount, whichever is lower. The third scenario is if an end user is renewed through a partner last year and then would like to open it up to other partners to bid on the business. Again, we need IBM would need written requests from the customer that they would like other partners to bid on the business other than the incumbent partner, which is the partner of record. And in terms of how we would calculate the quote for the new partners would be the list price minus the discount, period. That's how we would calculate it. Again, the incumbent price or the partner of record would be priced as what the partner paid last year plus 10% or the contractual discount off of list price. So those are three main scenarios that we have put together to address some of the gaps that are in the contract specifically under certain practices that we encounter normally in business. There'll be a time after this call for a Q&A. You can ask questions specifically around these renewal scenarios. But for now, I'd like to turn it over to Dominic Heed, who will talk about support delivery. Dominic?
Thank you, Carl, and hello everyone. If you please now move to slide 8. I will provide you with an overview of the changes in regards to delivering support. Support providers must now meet new minimum technical skills and certification requirements. I'll provide you with an overview of these requirements later in the presentation. Discounts are available to support you in meeting these requirements, and details of who to contact are available here. The new contract clearly defines your responsibilities for Level 1 and Level 2 support, and also defines the support we will provide you via the Tivoli Level 2 support team. Any contact from your company to Tivoli in regards to a supported customer's issue is now to be conducted by an engineer who is certified in the related product and also the Tivoli support provider's tools and process certification. The communication should now be in English. If you would, please move to slide 9. This chart highlights the main support provider requirements. We require you to have an internal electronic call management system to log history of your contact with the customer and all pertinent information related to the issue. A SLA in line with the IBM standard terms, i.e. 24/7 for severity 1 issues, and business hours for severity 2, 3, and 4. Set your staff to ensure coverage to your end customers. We do not dictate how many engineers you are required to have in regards to this coverage. That you communicate in English with the Tivoli support team. That you contribute to the IBM knowledge base. Instructions on this process will be provided later on a later date. That you have engineers certified in the tools and process certification. And support engineers hold the relevant deployment certifications. Level 2 support providers are expected to replicate a customer issue on your own systems before escalating to IBM in order to identify if there is a product or an environmental issue. In some cases, we may accept that you may not always have replicated the issue, but that, of course, you know, is not always the case, and we don't always expect that you have to, but that you have attempted to reproduce the customer issue. Please now move to slide 10. This slide provides you with an overview of the support provider certifications required. For each product that you support, you're required to have at least one engineer certified, as any communication with Tivoli is expected to be done through a certified engineer. We have created education on tools and processes which should be utilized by your engineers. This is backed up with a new tools and process certification. Details on where to obtain enablement and certifications are provided at the bottom of this slide. You have 60 days from signing your contract to obtain the required certifications. Remember, there are discounts available to your team. So please move on now to slide 11. This slide provides you with an overview of what we expect a level 1 support provider's engineer to do in regards to providing support. I will not go into detail here, but as you can expect, we require you to obtain and log all pertinent information around the customer's issue as you receive it from the customer. Okay, please now move to slide 12. This slide provides an overview of the investigation we expect your engineer to go through, i.e. checking for existing known issues on the IBM support site, reviewing documentation, reviewing fix packs, etc. Please now move to slide 13. For support providers that have signed up to deliver level 2 support, we expect you to carry out the function of level 1 and also complete an in-depth analysis of the issue, going as far as reproducing the issue within your own lab. In both cases, for level 1 and level 2, we expect you to be responsible for all direct communication with the customer. If you please move to slide 14. We have a call to action. We need you to ensure that your technical contact details are correct for your end user contract. Please use the instructions provided in this slide to ensure all your end users have the technical contact assigned as the support manager who you identified within your application. It is important that you provide all details outlined here to make this process as smooth as possible. Please now move to slide 15. We would like to announce that we are making our internal global orientation training available to your support engineers. This specialized training is provided by IBM development teams on the release of a product to our support and services teams. It provides an insight into the changes between product releases and also important features which allow you to debug customer issues. In order to access the training, please contact me, Dominic Heath, for an access code to enable your support teams to take part in this training. I would like to pass back now to Victoria, and I'm happy to take any questions at the end. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Dominic. I'm excited about this opportunity for our support providing partners to receive the same training that our IBM internal support folks will also have. The last part of this call to action is to ask that if you have not already done so, please fill in and return the application form for the new Tivoli Support Provider Reseller Program so that we can reduce any interruption in conducting business. To reiterate Dominic's statement about the certifications, if we do not have confirmation of the required certifications within 60 days of the effective date of the contract, we will have to terminate this contract. I have included information on this slide that will tell you how to ensure that your information on certifications is properly documented in your profile in Partner World so that we may see that you have indeed gotten the necessary certifications. If there are other questions around Partner World, please use the URL that I have included at the bottom of this slide to contact Partner World Contact Services, and they will help you with the issue. If we move on now to page 17, you will see here the contact information for our Tivoli Channel Sales folks. So you see that for NetCool, Yannikos is the Tivoli leader, sales leader for Asia Pacific, and Rod Deuce is the Maximo sales leader, also in AP. At the bottom, you will see that Lamar Murphy is the worldwide channel sales leader, and Carl Thomason, who just spoke a few minutes ago, is the worldwide subscription and support sales leader. On page 18, we have provided the names of channel operations contacts. And so you will see that we have three contact names for you in Asia Pacific for any sales operations issues that you may have. You see the contact information for Dominic, as well as the contact information for the channel integration team, which is myself and Michelle Calvillo. This concludes our prepared remarks. And now we would like to open it up for questions and answers. So, Beth, if you could let our folks know how to do that.
Okay. At this time, if you do have a question or comment, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. You will be prompted to record your name prior to asking your question. Again, with a question or comment, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. One moment, please. It looks like there are no questions. Again, if you do have a question or comment, it is star 1 on your touch-tone phone. And there are no questions from the phone.
Okay. Well, I would like to invite you, if you do think of a question or something that you would like to have clarified, please send me an email. Again, this is Victoria McGuire, and we will respond to that question so that you have the information that you require. We thank you very much for spending this time with us this evening. This does conclude our call then tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect.